USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Carolina Republicans Wednesday failed to override the Democratic governor's veto of a Born Alive bill. Democratic State Representative Deb Butler says babies who survive an unsuccessful abortion are already protected.
All living infants in North Carolina are legally entitled to the care that they need. Any overt act to injure or cause death to a living infant is already punishable as murder.
The state's Senate already agreed to an override. President Trump is in Ireland, his first visit to that country as president. Ahead of a meeting with Ireland's prime minister, the president shared the latest on pending tariffs on Mexico.
I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
But talks did break off at the White House on Wednesday, and there was no deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Police in Detroit say they think a serial murderer and rapist is at large in the city after the body of a third woman was found in a vacant home. Chief James Craig says they believe the homicides are linked to the sex trade.
It appears the suspect is targeting women in their early 50s. We want to make, again, any sex worker aware, particularly if a person is trying to lure them to a vacant dwelling.
Two of the women have now been identified, both in their 50s. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took questions prior to leaving Capitol Hill to travel to Normandy for D-Day celebrations. Pelosi says the president's tweets and actions, even proposed Mexico tariffs, are part of a presidential plan, deflection.
Well, let's face what it is. It's a distraction from the Mueller report, and it served its purpose.
Senator Bernie Sanders, Democratic presidential candidate, took his criticism of American economic inequality to one of its alleged perpetrators Wednesday, condemning leadership of the retail giant Walmart over low employee wages at its annual shareholder meeting in Arkansas. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump continues his trip to the United Kingdom along with the celebration of D-Day festivities and took time to discuss a number of issues on British television in the wake of the Virginia Beach shooting. While appearing on the British morning program Good Morning Britain, hosted by Piers Morgan, Trump was asked about guns and whether silencers should be banned.
I don't silencers. Like,
would you like to see those back?
Well, I'd like to think about it. I mean, nobody's talked about silencers very much. They did talk about the bump stock, and we had it banned, and we're looking at that. I'm going to seriously look at it. I don't love the idea of it. I don't like the idea. What's happening is crazy.
The Virginia Beach gunman appeared to target supervisors in his department in the early moments of that shooting spree that left 12 people dead Friday. Two medical testing companies say personal information on millions of their patients may be at risk following a security breach. More from Chris Barnes.
On Monday, Quest Diagnostics announced a data breach was affecting 12 million of its patients. Then on Tuesday, LabCorp announced that the data of 7.7 million of its patients could also have been exposed. Both of the companies are affected by a breach at a third-party collections firm called American Medical Collections Agency. Information that could be compromised includes names, addresses, dates of birth, credit card and bank account numbers, and payment balances. LabCorp says it believes Social Security numbers and insurance identification info are not compromised.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.